Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Barnes, publisher of the Memphis Daily News, joined this week by Billy Orgel, chairman of the Consolidated School Board, Tamika Hart, also of the school board, Mike Ritz, chairman of the County Commission, and Wyatt Bunker, also from the County Commission. I'll start with you, Chairman Ritz. We've had a couple of budget proposals come from the school district. Now there's one that's basically, they need about $30 million. Is that a reasonable number, and is that a doable number, given the tax situation, the reappraisal year, and so on?
Well, I think the 30 is a very reasonable number, given the circumstances. It's less money than they were spending between the two last year. Given everything, I think 30 million is a reasonable request.
Just to keep revenue equal, the tax rate needed to go up to what, 433, give or take?
Something 432, like? Which is a 30 cent, which is exactly 7.5% of the 10%.
And where would it need to go to get the $30 million for the schools?
Probably about 43 cents.
Commissioner Bunker, what's your take on this? I mean, are you in favor of this kind of increase?
Absolutely not. We have to remember what's good for the taxpayers is good for Shelby County, is good for Shelby County schools. And what's bad for the taxpayers, bad for Shelby County, it's bad for Shelby County schools. If we increase the taxes on the taxpayer, we're going to increase our unemployment rates. We're going to decrease our tax revenues. When's the last time that you ever heard anyone that was planning on locating a business in DeSoto County say, "Woo! Now that I see they increased the tax rate in Shelby County by 36 cents, I think I would rather go there." Never happened, and it's not going to happen. There were some emails that I got about the budget, some that were factual, some that were proven not to be factual. When I did that spot check, one of the things I found, you know, I was just looking into a little salary on one position and happened to be their security head. Paid $159,000. He was originally paid $175,000, but $159,000 has 140 employees. I looked at that and I saw that as a sign that they need to review some of their salaries.
Across the board to get to the $30 million.
Across the board.
Right.
They were extremely administrative heavy. Their focus now has been, if we cut any more, we're going to have to cut in the classroom. I have a hard time believing they have to cut in the classroom when they have a security director being paid $159,000. Think about it. The mayor of the county, he's paid $145,000. The highest elected official in West Tennessee that represents a million people, paid $145,000. He's paid $14,000 less than their director of security.
Okay.
Who hires 140 security guards.
Chairman Orgel, the money's not there. If the tax increase can't go through, if the county can't somehow come through with the $30 million that we're talking about, what can be cut?
Well, I mean, I got to give our superintendent and our deputy superintendent, Hobson and then Stevens, our deputy, a lot of credit in their cabinet staff and the board, because they've worked pretty hard to get down to a figure that we think is reasonable. We're $75 million less than the combined school system last year. Arguing about one salary, if you took the 70 top positions and took their average salary and cut them 10%, you'd cut less than $1 million out of the budget. So it's small. I think it's almost like in a $1.2 billion budget arguing over what paper you're going to use or what stock you're going to use. And I think they've done a great job. They've cut back 26% of the positions in salary. It's not alleged. It's actually what's in the budget through the combination. And I think the largest thing, we've outsourced custodial, we've outsourced transportation, we've gone to the union and says, we're not going to pay you the way we've been paying you. We've cut the benefits of the teachers. And I challenge all the elected officials on other bodies in this community to go take on the unions, to go cut salaries, to cut benefits, and to cut their budget. And I hadn't seen that being done anywhere but the school board. And we don't have taxing authority, and we can't raise revenue. So if we don't have the $30 million, I think, and there's going to be a list, and Superintendent Hobson's already said it, if we level up to the classroom size from the city of Memphis former school system and use that across the county, there's about $28 million in savings. So if we got zero new revenue, that's where it's going to happen. And that's when it wasn't a threat. It's the only place left to cut other than 50,000 here, 100,000 here, which you'll never add up to the $30 million. That's the big ticket item, which is increased classroom size, which will be fewer employees, fewer teachers, and larger classrooms.
As long as this has been going on, people have said they wanted to assure parents that your classroom wouldn't change, that your teacher would still be your teacher, classroom size would be about the same. All this change could go on, but the classroom itself would be unaffected by all this. Tamika, the $30 million doesn't come from tax increase or some other funding source. Is there a way to protect the classroom?
No, I mean, the budget that we presented, even in its bare bones, does that. It protects the classroom. So if we're not able to get that $30 million, no, we're going to have to. I mean, that's the only other place that we can go. I mean, we've made changes across the entire sector when you're talking about all of these different departments. And I think that it's absolutely ludicrous and petty to look at one person's salary. And you're not even making fair comparison. There's an employee on Shelby County who makes $104,000 and six people report. So let's not be petty and talk about salaries. I mean, we can cut the $159,000. Well, that still does not get us anywhere near $30 million. And so I think it's time to take personalities and personal positions out of this and look at this budget. I mean, the truth of the matter is we have had the same level of funding from our county funder since 2007. Since 2008, both districts have been funding itself out of its savings, both districts, Shelby County as well. Shelby County has floated its staffing formula by using its savings. It doesn't have the money to do that anymore. That's the bottom line. So the issue is not that we're spending too much. It has now become a revenue issue. And the only way to address a revenue issue is to either get more revenue or you cut. So,
are you sympathetic, too, though, to what Commissioner Bunker says about the negative impact of increasing taxes so dramatically?
I mean, absolutely. If that's going to increase unemployment, guess what else is getting ready to increase unemployment? When we have to let go hundreds of teachers because we have to cut. So it's all one bucket. I think in this community, from all sides of this community, we keep forgetting that it's still one community, right? It's still one group of payers. So they're going to pay one way or the other.
That's all the time we have this week. Join us again next week.